I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. With Palestine teetering on the brink of famine and Israel not guaranteeing more aid coming in quickly, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has taken a major step toward demanding an immediate two-state solution.
Our goal remains a safe and secure Israel alongside a viable and sovereign Palestinian state.
Starmer saying the walls are closing in on finding peace.
But right now, that goal is under pressure like never before.
The diplomacy is complicated because most of Europe, as well as the U.S., does not officially recognize Palestine as a state.
So today, as part of this process towards peace, I can confirm the UK will recognize the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September, unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza, agree to a ceasefire, and commit to a long-term sustainable peace.
In addition to a ceasefire, Starmer says the Israeli government must agree to not annex the occupied West Bank. Now, it is highly unlikely that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government will agree. Netanyahu has condemned Britain's announcement, saying a Palestinian state could be a launch pad to annihilate Israel. He says a jihadist state on Israel's border today will threaten Britain tomorrow. Appeasement towards jihadist terrorists always fails. Britain's announcement will deepen Israel's diplomatic isolation globally and comes after Starmer's meetings with President Donald Trump. The arguments on all sides are compelling. Is there any way to make sense of this?